Well, what a joy it is to come together and lift up one another in prayer, and also talk about things that the young people are interested in, and people young at heart interested in. And just know, youth out there, we have not forgotten you. God has not forgotten you. And all of you who are not been attending church, we have not forgot you either. We pray. Miss Tina had put together a list of all the youth that's been attending our church in the past year or so. It's 26 names. And we're lifting you up by name every day and praying for the wisdom of the church that we can come and get together and be able to have a youth service again at the church. We miss you all. We love you. And don't ever think that you've been forgotten, because you're not. You're always in our mind and in our heart. But I want to tell you something today in the scripture in John chapter 1, verses 43 through 51. Now, this is under the fig tree. Now, we have fig trees around our area. We don't think much about it, but in the biblical context, fig tree was very important. And here Jesus is talking to the first disciples, and we pick up the story in verse 43. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip, and he said to him, "Come, be my disciple." Philip was from Bethsaida, Andrew and Peter's hometown. Philip went off to look for Nathanael and told him, "We found the very person Moses the prophet wrote about. His name is Jesus, the son of Joseph from Nazareth." "Nazareth!" exclaimed Nathanael. "Can anything come good from there?" "Well, just come and see for yourself, Philip." And as they approached Jesus, Jesus said to him, "Here comes an honest man, a true son of Israel." "How do you know about me?" Nathanael asked him. And Jesus replied, "I could see you under the fig tree before Philip found you." Nathanael replied, "Teacher, you are the Son of God, the King of Israel." And then Jesus asked him, "Do you believe all this just because I told you I had seen you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And then Jesus said to him, "The truth is, you will all see heaven open and the angels of God going up and down upon the Son of Man." May God add his blessings to the reading and hearing and the understanding of his holy and precious word. Now that boy named Nathanael, sitting under a fig tree, a friend by the name of Philip found him sitting there under that fig tree and asked him, "Hi, come up and go with us. Let's see, Jesus is coming." And as Nathanael was walking up to Jesus, do you know what Jesus said to him? "Yeah, hey, Nathanael, I saw you while you were sitting under the fig tree." Can you believe that? Now, how do you think Jesus saw him under the fig tree when he was so far away? Well, in our life and in the way that we do things, sometimes we think, "Hey, God never sees me. He's just up there somewhere in heaven. He don't see anything that I do." As we talked about a couple of weeks ago, God is watching. He understands. Now, he's not going to come down here and zap you when you do something wrong. But God looks for you and wants you to be a part of his family. Because God sees everything we do. And he also understands if we are in the right motive when we do things. There was a football player who later came to be a congressman by the name of J.C. Watt. And I always liked what he said. They asked him one day, "Well, what's character?" And he said, "Character is doing something when nobody's looking at you." Can you imagine that? Character is just that. Doing things when nobody's looking. Well, if we have a family, we have a mom and dad, they're always watching out after us. And maybe we're under a fig tree resting, not thinking much about the world. You know, I had did a series some time ago, and I hope to bring it back again. And now some of you are a little older will better get a handle on it. And it's something called Hurts, Hang-Ups, and Habits. Now guess what? every one of us in this life, whether you're little and you're big or whatever, we all have a hurt, a hang-up, or a habit. Now, God knows our heart, and He knows that we can get past all those things, because He doesn't want anybody to be hurting. So I want to ask you to do something. The next time that you do something good or bad, or the next time you're wondering what you should do or say, I want you to just stop and talk to God. Oh, wait a minute, Pastor, how can we do that? You just talk. You can talk to Him out loud. You can talk to Him silently. But just stop and say, Lord, what do I need to do? How can I do this or how can I do that? I want to do what glorifies You. Talk to Him about it before you make all those decisions about doing something good or bad. We all do that. So I just thank You, and we're grateful that we're able to come to You on the online service. And just know that God sees us. He loves us. He wants to have that personal relationship with us. And I'm really thinking that Tina 2, Travis, and Miss Carol Morgan, over the time that you all have been coming to church, I know they have planted a lot of good seeds in your life. We were grateful to hear from Noah last week. You know, it's interesting. I titled my message last week, The Sign of Noah. Now, guess what happened? Travis was sitting at the piano, and he got a text from Noah, and he read it, and then he wanted to share it with us. Noah was saying, I'd like to come back to church. When can we come back to church? I want to learn more. And I am really dealing with some things, but I need wisdom and grace that I think God can give to me. But I would love to come back to church. And Travis said, we're going to see what we can do, because it's important that we fellowship with one another. So talk to God. You can talk to God. That's what coming to church is all about, learning how we can talk to God and understanding adults and how they have a faith, and share. Well, I get in the mumble and grumble here now, so just want to say we miss you, we love you, and I want to have a little prayer. Gracious, loving God, we know Jesus. We know all that we hear about Jesus, and then You confirm it with the gift of the Holy Spirit. And Father, we know that You are God, always looking out for us. It says in the Psalms that He knew us while we were still in the womb. That's a wonderful miracle, isn't it? So be with us always as we go about this life, and help us when we see something that's wrong, something that we know that we should do, then we can be proud that we did something good. I don't think anybody wants to be proud when we do something bad. Amen. Father, we thank You for this service, and we lift all of this up in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.